Welcome to this week's vlog. It's been another busy week for all of your NFU office holders. On Tuesday, David held the Tenants Conference, where we welcomed members both in person and online to hear from a long list of speakers, including the headline speaker, Minister Mark Spencer. It's absolutely essential that we have a thriving tenanted sector moving forwards. And here's David's view after the conference.
We've had a great day here at Stoneleigh with the NFU Tenants Conference. We had the Minister, Mark Spencer, this morning, and it was really good. The message loud and clear was that collaboration between tenant and landlord is the way forward in a changing world. When it doesn't work so well, we're very pleased we now have the Code of Practice for Tenants. And we think alongside that, the clear message as well today was that a Tenant Farm Commissioner has a role to play in encouraging best practice. For the NFU, it's all about tenants being at the heart of policy. We're very pleased to see that in our new commodity boards, 70% of the board members are tenants in some form. We've launched our new community for tenants and land today. Please go online and have a look at it. Join it. It's your space. Use it. Tenants at the heart of everything the NFU does. We're here for you.
Following the Tenants Conference, Minister Spencer and I then had a private meeting. This was really to impress upon him just how challenging the situation is on the ground, the acute challenges that those of you have faced who are lambing at the moment, and the long-term impacts of this atrocious last 9 months of weather, and why we think DEFRA should be thinking about the short-term policies they can put in place to try and mitigate some of the potential long-term impacts. We then continued this conversation the following day at our Food, Farm and Environment Board, but we also moved the conversation on to what are the policies we need in place to deliver a thriving, profitable farming industry for the future. That's a far more exciting agenda item, but we really do want to be in that place of thought leadership and setting the agenda. I'm now going to introduce you to some of your board chairs, Paul Tompkins from Dairy, David Barton from Livestock, and James Mottershead, our Poultry Board Chair.
Hi, my name is James Mottershead. I'm the National Poultry Board Chair. I've just been re-elected in March for my second term as Poultry Board Chair. Back home, we farm broilers and arable. I'm really looking forward to getting out and seeing all the members as we face some of the challenges. My key priorities at the moment are dealing with fairness in the supply chain issues, as well as many others. And I look forward to seeing you around.
It's been a huge privilege to be elected as chairman of the NFU Dairy Board. For those that I've not met, my name is Paul Tompkins, and I'm usually found back on my farm in York. Our priorities for the next 2 years are really going to be centred around business resilience, the people that work on our farms, and of course disease eradication. I look forward to meeting as many of you as possible over the next weeks and months to build on how we can achieve this together.
Hi, my name's David Barton. I'm the Livestock Chair for the NFU, and I'm a beef suckler farmer in Gloucestershire, near Cirencester, where we breed and finish cattle. My main priority for the board for this year is going to be emissions and sustainability for our sector, which I think is really important, and we're working really hard on that at the moment, amongst lots of other things. One thing to look out for coming up very soon will be Great British Beef Week, and please do support that. There'll be things going on locally for you, I'm sure. And thanks very much for listening.
On Monday and Tuesday next week, we have NFU Council. We'll be continuing the conversation around the support that the industry needs to try and overcome these exceptional circumstances. And I'll report back in more detail next week. Before I finish, I'd just like to wish the very best of luck to our staff members that are running in the London Marathon. We have Lizzie, Emma and Jen from the London team, and we have Flora from Norfolk. It really is a wonderful occasion. You're raising money for some great charities, and I hope you're able to enjoy it. Thank you very much for listening.